Joe Biden botches LGBTQ plus acronym as he condemns ultra-MAGA agenda at Pride celebration. By Charlie Spiring on June 15, 2022. President Joe Biden struggled to correctly use the latest politically correct acronym to refer to homosexual and transgender Americans during a Pride event at the White House on Wednesday. During his speech, Biden vowed to defend LGBTQL Americans before correcting himself. "Excuse me, plus Americans." The president also misread the word lesbian as liberation when he was reading the title of an executive order he signed at the event. Biden's executive order instructs the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Education to create new sample policies for states to enact in order to be compliant with LGBTQ plus demands. The order also requires HHS, as well as the Departments of Treasury and State, to find ways to restrict conversion therapy for gay and transgender individuals. Biden said his order would use the full force of the federal government to ban inhuman practices like conversion therapy. The president criticized Republicans in states like Florida, Texas, and Alabama for passing legislation prohibiting public school teachers from encouraging children to have conversations about gender and sexuality. "I don't have to tell you about the ultra-MAGA agenda attacking families and our freedoms," Biden said, mocking Republican Governor Ron DeSantis for going after Mickey Mouse for God's sake. "These attacks are real and consequential for real families," Joe Biden continued. Biden blamed Republicans for a group of white supremacists who gathered in Idaho to riot at Pride Parade. 31 white supremacists stopped just before they reached the Pride celebration, where apparently planned to unleash violence on people gathering peacefully, he said. The president boasted that his administration was the most pro-equality administration, crediting his openly gay transportation secretary for leading the way. "Pride is back at the White House," he said, celebrating his efforts to get a record number of out and proud appointees at every single level of our government.